something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. Casey, so how was your spring break?
That is so rude.
Actually, are you on spring break right now or what's going on?
No, I'm not going on spring break.
Okay, is your kid's spring break right now?
No, it's at the end of the week for 2 weeks.
Holy shoot.
I know. Holy shinolis. You know what, though? I feel like, Ezra, you're kind of... I know you already know I'm not going on spring break, so I feel like you're just kind of make jabs at me.
Well, what I would say is you probably told me, I just didn't remember.
It was like 5 minutes ago.
So your kids are home for 2 weeks?
Yeah, spring break's 2 weeks.
God. Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. I told her that she was going to hang out with you some.
Oh.
You're going to babysit.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because we might go get some weed or something.
You know what? Willow will give you a run for your money.
I don't doubt that at all. Did I tell you when I was texting you the other day, and it was really her?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, do you want to... It was St. Patty's Day, because I was like, hey, do you and Aaron want to come out tonight? I think we're going to go watch a pregame and then get some drinks after. Uh-huh. And I thought it was you, and you responded, no, we don't have a sitter. And then later on, I found out it was Willow.
Because she's sneaky.
Didn't want you guys to go out.
She has my phone when she's home, like all the time, and she legit will respond as me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now when I text you, I have to be like, Casey, this, this, and this. If this is Willow, please tell your mom.
She did tell me. Yeah.
So, anyways, what I was thinking we could talk about today is what's. Because I always, we talk about social media a lot, and always kind of the good and the bad that come along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing segments on here where it's called What's Popping in My Social Media, and that's where I start reading stuff that is in my social media.
Okay. You got something good for us.
And this is a combination of whatever I can find, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
And is this like something apps. That's populating in your newsfeed that you find interesting or funny?
It's going to be a combination of all. And then we'll just talk about it.
All right.
Like, okay, here's the first one.
What's happening in your newsfeed?
What's popping? This is something somebody posted. It says, hey, it's springtime. And I'll try and envision like what I think the person would sound like.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, it's springtime. Again, the people in my neighborhood are burning trash again. I can't even open my windows to air it out because my house really stinks because my husband just took a big old dump.
No, please tell me that was not on. Somebody put that up.
Somebody did put that up.
Ezra, shut up.
I'm going to pull up another one now. Okay, here we go. Well,
that is so funny. Like,
sometimes I can't figure out what people are doing on social media. It's like, were they trying to be funny? I mean, I'm assuming that's what it was, right? But they're complaining about people burning trash in their neighborhood.
Right.
But at the same time, she's saying her husband took a big old dump.
Well, listen, you have people out there that are very open about, you know, their bodies and their body fluids and what's coming out of them and the gases, and they like to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I guess so. Here's another one. If anyone is looking to buy a car, do not go to Billy. Well, I won't say.
Let's not say the business.
I won't say the business. It's Billy. So if you know Billy, but there's more to it. But if you know Billy. But see, I also looked at some of the comments on this one, and this guy does seem like a real shyster.
Okay.
Like a real jerk.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if anyone's looking to buy a car, do not go to Billy Blank's car lot. A few weeks ago, I bought a car there, worked hard all year so I could get myself into a vehicle so that I would be able to see my son more.
Wait.
Wait, I'm not done. I spent $3,000 on a 2002 Toyota 4Runner. Not even an hour after I drove it off the lot. Not even an hour after I drove it off the lot, the drive shaft completely snapped. The drive shaft completely snapped in half down the middle and almost killed me and my girlfriend going down the road. I won't mention what road. I had a truck towed to my father's house, and the tow truck driver had asked us to look under the car, and the whole bottom of the car was rust. First of all, who the hell buys a car and you don't look at the damn car?
Well,
you have
maybe got like a really good deal.
Use car buying 101. Check the car out before right. you drive it off the lot. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was an as is sell and you don't get to inspect. like when you buy a house, like he had to waive the inspection.
I'm not. Well, I mean, here's my thing on used cars buying, shopping. Number one, whatever you buy, there's probably going to be something wrong with it somewhere because it's used. Mm-hmm. You just got to look, you know, check the Carfax. You know what that is, right? Where you look at the vehicle history, pull that. You can even, I've even looked at cars before and been like, hey, man, I'm going to take this down. Or do you care if I bring my mechanic buddy in and, you know, look it over or whatever. I mean, I get it. You know, not everybody's got a mechanic buddy or whatever. But you're going to want to thoroughly look over the car before you drive it off the lot. Because to avoid things like that from happening.
So did you respond and tell him that?
No.
I feel like if you're going to, you know, put it on this podcast.
You think I should respond?
I think that The next time that we hear what's popping on your feed, we want to know that we want you to read it. Then we want you to respond and we want to know how it went.
Okay. Well, I typically don't respond or engage.
Okay. I'm double dog daring you from now on. If you find something that you find humorous, I want you to comment.
Well, do you think I should comment like, what the hell's wrong with you? Or or do you think I should offer advice like from Hill Beans?
Yes. Yeah. So my thought process is next time. No, I'm just kidding. But no, you should. I just want to see what happens. But no, we're going to be nice, obviously. Well,
and typically I try not to spend a lot of time on Facebook. Like I'll get on there maybe a couple times a day if I'm bored or I got a little time to kill, just scroll. But typically, well, here's another one.
What's poppin'?
This one says alert.
Okay, alert.
A guy, alert. Okay, this is a girl. Alert. A guy in a white truck just tried to steal my dog. I heard one bark when I let them go potty, and when I opened the back door, the guy was on my fence and ran back into his car and sped off. Please, please, please keep an eye out on your dogs if you let them out for out. this is word for word. So clearly I think she used too many outs there for a minute. Or your kids.
What?
I don't know. Okay. God, here's another one.
Yeah, and when you're impersonating a girl, you're doing it really quiet.
Isn't that how girls are?
No, we're not. Okay, we're not quiet.
Here's another one. This is a guy. When did going out to a bar for a beer or food become so difficult? I first went to that place. Maybe a dozen people there with three servers. Sat for 5 minutes and it was like I was invisible. So I left, went to Dave and Buster's. Too many children there. Then on to Fridays. Four people at the bar. Sat for 5 minutes and didn't even see an employee. So I ended up at Pepper's. I received an immediate hello, waiting on the food. Hope I'm surprised. So why do you think someone needed to tell us that?
I don't know.
I didn't read any of the comments on that one.
Do you think that their feelings would be hurt if they knew that you were reading their comments?
Probably.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel bad about this?
No, because if you put this shit out there, then it's out there.
Then we get to read it and not feel bad?
Correct. Here's another one. Oh, this is a girl, so. I was late for my job today, dude. People just being irresponsible. Love where you live and at least do your part. Thank you to my fellow thank you to my fellow neighbors that helped clean these drains and stood in the rain while thunder and lightning was taking place in thigh high water. What the hell? And then there's a photo of like her street looks like it's flooding. But first of all, if it's lightning, don't stand in thigh high water.
Why is she standing in the water? Just to show everybody how deep
apparently
it is?
Apparently they were trying to clean out storm drains so the water would drain. But you don't do that when it's lightning. Mm-hmm. And she said she was late to her job due to people just being irresponsible. But who was being irresponsible? Mm. And then she's like, love where you live and at least do your part. What the hell? If someone's like, hey, if it's lightning and they're like, hey, can you come out and help me clean this storm sewer out? I'm be like, hell no.
Nope, I'm out. You know something that that always mind boggles me that people post?
What's that?
Hey, I need a sitter tonight. Anybody available?
People do that a lot.
There's one in Greenwood Chatter that just popped up.
Do you think I should respond and be like, I'll do it?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I'll do it. I love kids.
It's not like the post. Schools. Yeah, the post was not made in, you know, like a group or like on her immediate. They went to like a public forum and could like, I don't know. Maybe people are different, but I couldn't just have somebody say, hey, I am. And then, like, I don't know this person, and they're a stranger.
Yeah, plus you're advertising you're going to be gone, and I don't know.
Don't you want to know, like, the person babysitting your kid?
Absolutely.
Right.
And I wouldn't put out on Facebook,
this is not the first.
I'm not going to be home. My kid's going to be home alone with a sitter.
Right.
That's dumb.
Well, and this is not the first time I have seen that posted about, like, somebody needing a sitter to 60,000 people.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Now, I'm sorry if I'm hurting anyone's feelings, because I could be looking at this wrong. But my always is like, ooh, stranger danger. Like,
Since COVID, I've been to very few restaurants, and those that I've been to are a disappointment. I went to Cracker Barrel in Southport, and there was more white plate area visible than food portions. It was like I'd gotten a child's meal. I won't be going back there again. Gray Brothers had the same portion size, but it cost me over $20 when it would be the same price before COVID for two people to eat. Not sure that I will be going back there either. I haven't been to Steak and Shake. I haven't been to Steak and Shake on 135 in over 5 years. I went there this week and found no waitresses, only a kiosk to hurry to pay your food. Yeah, man, they did do away with that. That kind of sucked. But I do miss going to Steak and Shake, and I miss the old diner style Steak and Shake sold.
Well, I mean, that's happening at Steak and Shake. It's happening at Walmart, Target, Meijer's. Like, yeah. You're checking yourself out.
Well, the problem is you can't.
Do you have to keep banging on our table?
Oh, shit. you can't find people to work for a low wage anymore. So I get why they're doing that. But I do miss the old days, the old Steak and Shake days of where it was kind of that old diner style feel, you know?
Their cheese fries are so good.
Yeah. So this dude's at Steak and Shake right now. It was noon and there was only one other couple and me eating in the bleak emptiness. He's getting very descriptive.
Okay.
Bleak.
Oh, he cussed.
Bleak emptiness of a restaurant. I won't be going back there. I guess I'll be continue to fix all of my meals at home. How long will it be before all the restaurants? Wait a minute. How long will it be before all the restaurants and mattress stores, tattoo and tanning parlors? What? What is going on here?
I don't know. It's popping in your newsfeed.
And also, he's complaining about not getting enough food on his plate. So basically, the moral of the story is, I'm a fat ass.
Speaking of Steak and Shake, so I remember I was in high school and my dad and my mom went on this diet and they were very motivated and they went as far as to get bicycles. And my dad was like so committed and he would get out and he'd ride his bike and he just would come back and we'd pat him on the back and just let him know how proud we were, right? Well, one day I'm driving down, this is after basketball practice, and I'm passing, because I'm headed, to Burger King. But anyways, you have to like pass the Steak and Shake. Anyways, I see my dad's bike at Steak and Shake.
Oh, yeah?
So, because remember, they got the bikes because they're on a diet. We found out what
I'm... Wait, so nobody knew he was there. He snuck there.
No, so dude, check this out. Every day that he was going and riding his bike, and he was gone for a really long time, we were so proud. He was riding his bike to Steak and Shake to eat and then ride it back.
Okay.
Now listen, Steak and Shake is probably just a quarter of a mile from our house.
So it wasn't even a very long bike ride.
No. And,
he's like,
we lived across.
I don't understand why I'm not losing any weight. I've been working so hard.
I mean, just to let you know, we lived across from Greenwood High School in Smith Valley.
Okay.
And you know where Steak and Shake is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a, I do miss Steak. Steak and Shake had, I haven't eaten there in a long time, but they had some good food. It was kind of that cool little diner style that I miss.
Oh, you want to know something else since we're talking about what's popping in your newsfeed? I don't know. You probably have not been watching The Bachelor.
No.
It was really sad last night. I watched an episode and it's kind of at the end where they bring all the girls, you know, on the show that were not picked. And one of the final three girls said that since she's been on the show that, and she is, you know, she's mixed. And since she's been on that show, The Bachelor, she's getting all over her social media the most. This is what I don't understand about people. This girl was on The Bachelor. She was a very nice, sweet girl through the whole show. And they're attacking her race.
Well, I mean,
people are so
saying?
Damn mean.
What are they saying?
They're just like calling her, you know, this and that and about, you know, whatever. You know, she's mixed and
there's some sick,
but you see this all the time.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, it's just, there's this weird segment of people and I tend to think it's smaller than what we think. It's just, they're just there and they have serious fucking problems. And yes, I said fucking because it pisses me off. I just don't understand why people are that way. It happens. You know, I think a lot of it stems from jealousy, people who are thirsty. Like, everyone, so many people want to seem like they're relevant or important or they matter. And then they try to prove it on social media.
I don't think at any time, though, when you are attacking somebody because of their race, that is somebody being thirsty. I think that is an ignorant, very ignorant person that is just... has to be so sad in their life.
They're saying it for a reason. And when I say thirsty, I mean they're trying to get attention to where they want. For whatever
reason. Even if it's negative?
Yeah, because they're trying... I mean, did you look? Do people like it?
No, but here's the thing. It's not just one. She was getting all kinds. And that's right. So disturbing.
Well, I think they do it because they're, number one, fucked up in the head. Number two... They're getting some kind of attention or gratification from it.
Yeah, I mean, who sits on the other side and types out something that, and then feels good about knowing that you are saying something that's going to hurt a person?
There's just a lot.
Like, oh, that felt good.
Have you ever...
Like, what the hell?
Have you ever watched the show?
They need bitch slapped.
I don't know either.
Or the comment like, hey, go kill yourself. The world will be a better place. You know, you should take your own life. Have you seen that? Like, that's a thing.
Have you ever watched that show, Catfished?
Yeah.
That show right there proves how messed up their people are out there. And for what, I don't know. I don't understand it. It's a mental thing. They need help. They need therapy. I don't understand it myself, but I've dealt with it a little bit via politics, where you just get these trolls that no matter what I would post, they would come at me and say stuff. I've witnessed it with other local politicians, you know, where they post something and people just start attacking them. And it has nothing to do with anything that they're posting about or anything politically or whatever. They just personally start attacking this person.
They're personally attacking, yeah, right? They're not staying on the topic.
It's one thing to disagree with someone and you can make a comment, you know, for some constructive debate or make a constructive comment, because that's good. You know, constructive feedback, especially in politics or whatever, it's very helpful and useful. But when you just start attacking the person, like, oh, he's just doing that to get rich, or, you know, stuff that doesn't even make sense, you know, like he's a plant or whatever, you know, it's just ridiculous stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I could post like, hey, have a nice day, everybody. It's Friday. And then all of a sudden these, you know, few people that troll me come out and they're like, fuck you, Nazi. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell was that all about? And I don't understand it. And they're just crazy, unhappy, bitter, messed up people that need therapy. And it's sad because one bad thing about social media, there's two things, you know, one thing about social media is it allows us to hear from people we don't normally get to hear from. However, a bad thing about social media is we get to hear from people we don't normally get to hear from. And that means fucked up, crazy shit that mm-hmm. these people say. And I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get some kind of gratification. And I'm assuming probably when they do it, people like it and it makes them think that, oh man, that guy, he really told them off. And then their buddies text them like, man, I can't believe you said that. And then the guy's like, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm badass, you know? Mm-hmm. When the reality is he's a fucking coward because they hide behind the keyboard. The shit people say to me, they would never fucking say that to my face.
You're heated right now. You're dropping F-bombs.
It gets to you. You've probably dealt with it before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, doesn't it chap your ass? I mean, after a while, you know, I've learned to just ignore
it. I have not had anybody say it to me directly, but we do know that there has been troll accounts that have done it.
And, you know, when people start...
Where it's a fake, you don't know who's behind it, and it's not the real person.
It's the biggest... it's the most cowardly thing you can do.
If you're going to say something... And you have something to say.
Yeah.
And you're not, and you're not ashamed of it, then why aren't you saying it as you?
Yeah.
What are you hiding from? So, you know, if you have to hide, then what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's exactly, you nailed it, you hit the nail on the head. It's wrong. Therefore, they won't put their own face and their own name behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're what we call bitch ass punks.
Yeah, they are. When you look and you see these kids that have taken their lives and committed suicide over online bullying and, you know, the stuff that the mean things that these kids are saying and doing to each other, it's so sad. I don't know. I have nothing else to say about it besides
that's
just be nice. Why do people have to be such assholes?
Yeah. Going back to social media, you know, it enables people to do that. You know, they can hide behind their phone or their keyboard and say stupid shit.
I get that it enables them to. My hang up is the why do they want to? What in the hell makes a person want to hurt somebody? What makes somebody so fascinated interested with somebody that they're obsessive over them and they're following all their stuff and they're just like trying to bring them down?
I think it's probably some kind of mental disorder where they're bitter, they're angry. So they want revenge because of maybe how they were treated or something. I see this a lot in politics where sometimes when someone's driving something or they're claiming to be passionate about it, sometimes it goes a little deeper than that, where it's like something happened to them.
Mm-hmm. You know,
somebody hurt them, they're on this vengeful rampage now, maybe because they thought their life wasn't fair. And the reality is, you can't take that mindset. You have to understand that life isn't fair. It's never going to be fair. Mm-hmm. But you just got to fucking work your ass off, and you got to fight every day to get somewhere.
Right.
And things aren't going to go your way. And shit's going to happen. And, you know, there's a lot of times I come home and I sit down and I'm like, God damn, today kicked my ass. Life isn't fair. Life's a bitch. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't change it. You just have to learn to accept it and then continue on for a better tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, and once you get a positive mindset going, then things will start changing. You know, you got to create a positive vibe for positive things to happen to you. That's what I believe. But when you're sitting behind your keyboard doing this stupid sneaky shit, you're never going to be happy.
No.
So, anyways, how do we get on that?
I don't know, but we're going to check out right now. You guys, you can email us at hfbeans@gmail.com or join our Facebook group with Ezra and Casey.
And also,
what?
Be careful what you say on social media, because I might read it on here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you're popping in his news feed,
in my news feed, then be prepared.
Yeah, because you could get read, girl or boy. All right, hfbeans@gmail.com. And then our Facebook group is Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Peace.